Hello, it's Angel. Some of you know, I don't know if it's common knowledge when it comes to your Angel of Temptation trivia, but a lot of times I do a lot of my writing, a lot of different work at Starbucks. I like to, since I work in the home, it's nice to get out and get coffee and kind of just sit out. And I love to people watch, which I think you guys know that. And I get in my little corner and have all my notebooks and my iPad and just kind of write a bunch there. Anyways, today I looked up, just to stretch my neck really, not to, I always have my earbuds in so it's not like I can hear what's going on around me. But I looked up and I saw this young girl. She didn't look like she was a teenager yet, or she was just 13. But I was watching her. She caught my eye for a second because she was with her mother and they were standing waiting to order. And I was watching her and she had, the way she was dressed, I mean, it was normal, you know, preteen, teen clothes. She didn't really stand out. But the way she was holding herself, and the way she was holding her purse, and the way she was looking, of course she was looking at her phone, and just everything about her, you could tell she was trying so hard to look like an adult. It painfully, like, because she was her mother, her and her sister, and they all looked alike, so there was definitely a relation there. And her sister, you could tell, was just her younger sister, just acting like a kid, waiting in line, But this girl, I remember how painfully much I tried to look like an adult. I still do today. I've been an adult for a little while now, and I still, to this day, I go out in public, I'm like, oh, I'm an adult. I need to act like it. Because I don't feel like an adult. Like, when I talk to other adults, I feel like I'm the kid in this situation. I don't know why. I don't think I'm terribly matured or anything, like, lack the need for respect, but when I was young, I was a terribly awkward, ugly little girl. I was never called pretty or princess or beautiful, or I was never any of those things, and I was even often mistaken for a boy. I was always I live in the country, we don't have many neighbors, and so growing up, my best friend was a boy, and so we rode bikes all the time, and played kickball, and got dirty with our pets, and, you know, he played boy stuff, so I played boy stuff. It's not really boy stuff, it's just outdoor stuff, and boys are messy. Anyway, so growing up, I wasn't a cute kid, I wasn't attractive. You know, no one chased me on the playground. I was not one of the girls that got chased or chased boys or anything like that. I'm pretty strictly a four-square kid in elementary school. But, and even, like, into junior high, I never thought much of it. There were other things going on in the world, in my life. I never thought about what I looked like. Then, when I turned 16, my parents threw a really big, really special sweet 16 birthday party for me. It was really great. And I invited all my friends. It was a really nice time, but someone had taken a picture of me, and I had gotten that picture. Someone had put it in a frame and given it to me. And I didn't know that was me. I looked, and my hair was so long and pretty, and my skin was so clear, and I had this, like, big smile, and my eyes were bright, and I had just a little makeup on, just very little. And that was the first time I ever looked at myself, and I'm like, maybe I'm allowed to be pretty. Maybe I am. And, you know, looks, aren't important. They're not. When I think there's a Lana Del Rey line in one of her songs that says, you know, something to the effect of, will you still love me when I sparkle from my words and not, you know, not what I look like. I mean, appearance only lasts so long, and it really doesn't matter if you can't have a conversation with the person or show love or show respect. So I've never held appearance very high, but I did end up going into performance through high school and college and after. And of course, when you're a performer, your appearance kind of matters. But so I went from this mindset of not caring what I looked like, not feeling I was a pretty girl. Not I wasn't. I wasn't. I mean, I just nobody thought I was. So, and I didn't think anything of it. Anyways, and then going to think I was not conceited, but I'm not ugly. I think that was the first time I actually realized I had always thought I was. So now, as an adult, when someone calls me beautiful, and I know this is kind of shallow, but when someone calls me beautiful, even if that's, they use it all the time, it never, ever goes without notice. Like, it still gives me, like, the warm and fuzzies, like, someone, I know I'm a good person, I know I'm a kind person, I know I'm a giving person, I follow the rules, I vote and do my taxes, I'm a good person, and for some reason, I still want to be, have that shallow moment of someone being attracted to me physically. Which is so crazy, because for almost the last 4 years, I've gotten quite a following, gotten hundreds of thousands of people. Whether it be at Literotica or here at Reddit, to pay attention to me without ever knowing what I look like. And it's such an incredible feeling. Because to feel beautiful on the inside, when I can work out all I want, eat healthy, you know, and do my insane skin regimen twice a day, rub lotion on my body twice a day, you know, do all of that stuff, get my hair done every 6 weeks. But for someone to think you're beautiful on the inside, never know what you're looking like, that's a pretty awesome feeling, and it really reaffirms my belief that looks really don't matter. But I've been fortunate. I've always been a pretty confident person. Regardless if I gain a little weight or if I lose a little weight or if my face is broken out, or if I get a bad haircut, or anything like that, I've always been a fairly confident person. But, don't think for a second that I don't have days where there isn't an inch of me that I am not disgusted with. And I just want to curl up, and I do this, curl up in my oversized Mickey hoodie, oversized sweatpants, and just lose myself in a day with just a whole marathon all day of Toddlers and Tiaras and Alaska Sea Troopers. We all have our coping mechanisms, we all have our ways we get through that. And people say that's a girl thing, but I totally disagree. I believe everybody has those days of low self-esteem and low self-worth, and just don't think that highly of ourselves, whether it's the inside or the outside. You know, I think about it, and no one really really says anything. No one says anything negative to me to, like, put me down. Or says anything mean, terrible. I mean, often. I mean, everyone has those days where someone puts them down. But for the most part, you know, I don't have that. I realize a lot of those days where I don't feel, you know, I do just feel disgusted with myself. It's because I was just a total bitch to myself and looked in the mirror and was like, ugh, your nose is gross, you know. Your lips are too big, your boobs are too big, your hips go out farther than they should, or your feet look weird, you know, just really random things. And I was just a total bitch to myself. Why did I do that to myself? Why do I do these things? You know, why am I personally insulting myself? There's a Buddha quote, and it says, "You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserves your love and affection." That's so true. You know, I always stand by the fact that the thought, the mindset that, how can I love anyone else fully and truly if I don't love myself? And for the most part, I do care for myself very much. But it's not always easy. I don't know why I do it. Why do, think about the last time you put yourself down. It might have been, you know, 10 minutes ago. It might have been 10 days ago. Maybe 10 months ago, hopefully. But we all do those little things where we say, you know, we call ourselves stupid or ugly or, you know, all sorts of names. We put ourselves down, we look in the mirror and put down, you know, the only body we have, the only skin, the only features we have. I mean, unless you're drastic enough to do major surgery. There's plenty about us that is lovable and beautiful. And you can take the stuff you don't like and deal with it and just be like, this is how I am. Or you can try and change it by working out, or if you have a skin issue, you know, taking care of that. Or just eating healthier and drinking tea and drinking lots of water and getting lots of sleep. That alone. And just some exercise every day, even if it was just 20, 30 minutes, that alone can make you feel so good inside and look at yourself and have more confidence. You know, the other thing to remember is the people that love you, whoever that is, whether you have a huge support system around you that love you and support you, or if you have just the tiniest little, maybe one person, maybe you're just support, maybe your cheering section are your pets, or maybe they're internet friends, or long distance friends, you know, whoever that may be, you know, whether it's 100, one person or 100 people, they're gonna love you, truly and deeply love you and support you because of you, not because you gained 5 pounds, or because you're wearing your oversized Mickey hoodie and oversized sweats and watching Toddlers and Tiaras for way too long. They're gonna love you no matter what. They're gonna support you, and they're gonna want you to be healthy, and they're gonna want you to be around for a long time. They just really truly don't care what you look like. I promise you. And, you know, looks do matter, you know, in a relationship. You know, if it's a sexual relationship, a romantic relationship, those things do matter a little. They do. I mean, you love someone for who they are, but you still need to be sexually attracted to them. And that's, intimacy is such a huge part of a relationship. At least for me. I mean, I know everyone. Everyone's intimacy is different, and mine, I'm sure, is a bit off the scale. But, we need to take care of ourselves, regardless of what that is. And we need to feel good about ourselves, which means we need to put positive things inside our brain, too. So we need to listen to positive music, read positive books and literature and articles. I find that even just 10 minutes, 15 minutes of just finding some really positive quotes online, or poems, or short stories, or pictures, can change my whole outlook and realize that things really aren't that bad. I can be positive. I can love myself. There's two other quotes I wanted to share with you. This one's from August Wilson. Confront the dark parts of yourself and work to banish them with illumination and forgiveness. Your willingness to wrestle with your demons will cause your angels to sing. I really like that. I mean, beside the angel part, but I like that because, you know, some things are harder. You know, we get a thought in our head, like, if we were just put down or turned down for a date or put down because of a job interview or whatever it is, or, you know, we went to try clothes on and that size didn't fit, you know, the size we always wear didn't fit perfect or whatever. You go look at, I say you know a lot, I'm sorry, I don't mean to, I need to stop that, I apologize. But you confront these dark things, these sad, negative things we feed ourselves, and we forgive ourselves, because we're never going to be perfect. We're never going to be perfect. The only time I use perfect, I think I use perfect too much, probably. But when I think of perfect, I think about the perfect person for me. The perfect match for me. The perfect friend. The perfect relationship. The perfect match and connection for what I need and want in my life. So whenever I say perfect, that's what I mean. I don't mean perfection, because obviously it's not a thing. I mean, we try, some of us. Like, I try way too hard to reach these unrealistic goals. I don't know why, but I admit I do. Anyways, the other quote I wanted to share is from a very awesome author, Ayn Rand. And she says, "The man who does not value himself cannot value anything or anyone." And I wanted to leave you with that because it's really true. I mean, if you don't value yourself, if you don't love yourself, then, like I said earlier, you can't fully love someone else. You can't fully value someone else. So that was what I wanted to share today. this whole thing just was sprung from that little girl at Starbucks. Not little girl, but anyways. I hope you're all well. I hope I send some positive vibes out to you. I really try. I truly do. I want to make you feel good about yourself. And if you're going to bed, to drift off to positive thoughts. And if you're just listening to this at work or on your drive or wherever and to wherever, I just really hope I can be a bright spot in your day. So thank you so much for always listening and for all of your support. And I will talk to you all very soon. Bye.